This is WDBO.
WDBO.
107.3 FM and AM 580. Orlando's news and talk. And where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic 24 hours a day. Listen on the WDBO app at WDBO.com. Ask Alexa to play WDBO and on the HD2 of 96.5. Live team coverage
starts now.
Good afternoon. The time is now 2:01 here on WDBO. Our top story, it's down to the wire for the presidential candidates hitting key swing states. Before the election, exactly 2 weeks from today, former President Donald Trump went after Kamala Harris and Tim Walz at his roundtable before the Latino Summit in Doral, Florida today.
There's something wrong with him, honestly. There's something wrong. And there's something wrong with her, too. She's slow, low IQ, something. I don't know what the hell it is, but they lied.
While Harris has no public appearances scheduled today, she is sitting down for TV interviews. The race is still razor thin. The latest national poll by Emerson College Polling shows Harris with 49% compared to Trump's 48%.
This is
WDBO,
where Orlando turns first for breaking news, weather, and traffic.
This is Eyewitness News meteorologist Cassandra Crimmie tracking some gorgeous weather for the rest of our Tuesday, and it's going to stay quite nice for the rest of our work week. I'll take you through the forecast details all coming up.
I'm Leo Vargas, continuing our team coverage. Jury selection could take the rest of this week in the trial of a Marine veteran accused of a deadly chokehold on the New York City subway last year.
Lawyers for Daniel Penny say Jordan Neely, who was homeless and struggling with mental illness, was acting erratically when Penny placed Neely in a deadly chokehold. A Manhattan judge warns even if someone has an opinion about the case, they could still be selected as a juror as long as they keep an open mind.
I don't know about fair trial, but I think he shouldn't intervene. If he's not a police officer, he shouldn't intervene.
I'm not one to judge anyone and say that they're guilty, because, I mean, if something were to happen to you, your family member,